All right, well, I'd like to welcome everybody to the Global Water Healing Meditation. For anybody who is here for the first time, we do this every first Friday of the month, and we have been doing this for 8 years now. It started in 2014, and we haven't missed a first Friday yet. So welcome. I'm glad you're here. My name is Mary Getten. And I facilitate these calls, but we have different meditation leaders that lead the meditation each month. So it's always new and different. And I also record all the meditations, and they are posted on our website, globalwaterhealing.org. So anytime, you know, you've got 30 minutes to do a meditation for the water, you can always go there and just pick one at random because there's more than 90 of them on the website. So we have somebody new today to lead our meditation. I'm really excited to have Pratima Freeman here. I've known Pratima for a long time.
Maybe long time.
40 years, something like that. But we don't get to see each other very often. Pratima lives out in California, and she's a licensed psychotherapist. So she has a practice in Sonoma County where she offers counseling and psychotherapy and spiritual guidance. But I know Pratima from spiritual circles, and she has been on a journey with spirit for, I don't know, maybe 50 years.
Something like that, yep.
Something like 50 years. That's taken her all over the world. And back in the late 90s, she was on a four-year retreat in the wilderness in the southwest of the U.S. And during that time, she started receiving profound transmissions that included a series of visualizations for healing the planet. So that's part of what her thing is doing some work for the planet through energy transmission. And she's going to do something along those lines for us today. And if you'd like to find out more about Pratima, her website is healingconversations.net. So, Pratima, is there anything else you'd like to say about yourself or about this meditation today?
That was a wonderful introduction, and I'm completely satisfied.
Okay. Well, then you can just take it away.
Okay. All righty. So, let's just start by taking some really deep breaths and getting comfortable in your seat. Using the breath as a cleansing medium to fill you up, and then release out and down through your body any chatter, any tension, any stress that you might be feeling today. And just take the time to check in with your body and breathe into any area where you might find yourself tense. And let it go. Taking a deep breath in, filling up your torso, and releasing down and out through the bottoms of your feet. And depending how you're sitting, feeling your feet heavy on the floor, you're feeling your sitting bones against the chair, allowing your lower body to get heavy in a comfortable and settled way, and letting the upper body open and rise up. And imagine just for a moment that you have a grounding cord that drops down from the base of your spine all the way down into the center of the earth, anchoring you into your connection with the earth. Settling yourself in your seat. And feeling as your spine rises up naturally and easily, your connection to divine energy from above, so that you begin to see yourself as the connector and the transmitter between earth energy and divine energy, which is the journey that we're going to take today. So bring your attention to yourself in your seat and allow yourself to broaden your lens so that you get a sense of yourself sitting in the room that you're in. Just feeling the room around you, and with your eyes closed, visualizing the space around you. And then bring your lens even wider so that you can see the room in your house with yourself sitting in it. And telescoping out to the house on the street, to the street in your town.
Pratima, could you speak just a little louder?
Sure.
Thank you.
So that you're allowing your vision to telescope, so that now you can see your city or the town that your house is in, with the room inside it, with the chair in the room that you're sitting in. And from the city, broaden your vision out to your country, and then to your continent, until you can see the whole planet as though from above, half dark, half light, very slowly turning on its axis. You become aware of a great circle that surrounds the planet. This is a circle of healing, beings that come to heal the planet, from all of the planes and all of the realms. And in this circle, you place yourself. The circle of healers is made up of angels, ascended masters, divine energies, some of them disembodied into galactic beings, earth devas and fairies, and the prayers of millions of people. And it is lit up with a bright, golden, healing light, so that the circle itself shines and shines onto the planet. And as you sit in this circle, you allow yourself to be flooded with the divine healing light coming into the top of your head, into your body through your brain, through your endocrine system, through your blood and your skin, through all of your organs and your bones, so that every cell in your body becomes flooded with divine healing light. All of the toxins in your system are dissolved, and you feel a sense of balance, of peace, of harmony. Your heart is flooded with divine love. And through this, you feel your connection to the circle, to each other, and to the planet. And as you contemplate the earth now, beautiful globe sitting in front of you, become aware of thousands of waterways that travel on this planet, from the smallest streams that flow into the rivers, and the rivers that flow into the seas, and the seas that flow into the ocean, and begin to direct healing energy towards these waterways until you see them lit with golden light, so that all the molecules of the water begin to rejoice and shine with healing, all toxins dissolved, pH is balanced, and you begin to hear a wonderful, burbling, flowing song that echoes throughout the world. Waterfalls splashing, rocks singing as water travels over them, and the great jumping celebration of the fish in the water as they meet this healing energy. Everything becoming oxygenated and expanded and enlivened by this energy that you're directing towards it. All of this energy flowing into the oceans as you move yourself towards the earth and find yourself down in Antarctica, taking the form of a small penguin, lit up with golden light as you dive into the Southern Ocean. Under the water, spreading your light wherever you go, and travel your way into the Pacific Ocean. Everything you touch and see in the ocean is flooded with this golden light that you're emitting and that you carry in your wake. And as you come to the bottom of the ocean, and you find the invertebrates and the crabs, the octopi and the eels, the smallest and tiniest creatures of the ocean, all of them become lit as bright golden light. You travel through all the levels, shoals of fish, coral reefs, everything becomes touched by this light that you're emitting. It spreads through the waters, cleansing and balancing and healing and detoxifying. This light has the power of dissolving into molecular form any fabric in the ocean that does not belong there. So any plastic, any netting, any human waste that you find is just simply dissolved and reabsorbed, sucked down into the sand, into the rock, down into the earth, where it is neutralized and returned to its original and natural form. As we travel up through the ocean, we see the healing and the balancing of any algae bloom. We see the cleansing of the waters, and the fish begin to shine, and the colors begin to brighten, and the whole ocean begins to breathe the great, spacious light and warmth. And you can hear on the airwaves the chatter of dolphins and the singing of the whales as the ocean begins to cool and the flow carries you from the Pacific into the Indian Ocean, up, down, and around through the many seas at the edges of the landmass, where all of the rocks become cleansed and the tiny crustaceans breathe more easily. And even the seabirds become lighter and brighter as their habitat is cleansed and oxygenated. We head up around Africa into the Atlantic Ocean, warming, brightening, oxygenating the entire body of water so that it becomes filled with a golden light. And so as you move into the northern waters, you begin to travel with the whale. Seeing their flukes on the water, watching them jump and dive. Seeing how families travel, breathing more easily, celebrating and singing as you move through the water and back across to the Pacific Ocean. And until you allow yourself to come up into the Arctic. Landmass, and as a penguin, you fly up onto the land and find yourself standing right at the tip of the pole, at the very top of the ice. Observing the curve of the earth below you. And seeing the waters lit gold. Feeling the celebration of clean water, detoxified water, brightened, enlightened. Celebrating millions and millions of fish, breathing easily through their gills, shoals and shoals and rocks, and on reefs, celebrating the cleansing of their habitat. And as you stand at the top of the world, you begin to shake the little vestigial wings, just shaking and waving, with a mass of penguins behind you, all shaking their little winds, which are also fins, until you pick up a breeze, and the breeze picks up as a wind. And you begin to send the great wave of cooling air around the planet. And the whole planet, the ocean, the landmass, the crust of the earth, all begins to cool, and the entire globe begins to breathe as it comes back to its normal temperature. And as this wonderful, beautiful breeze moves around the earth, and the earth cools, as the water from the oceans evaporates, and the evaporation forms into rain, a gentle golden rain, cleansed and oxygenated, starts to fall across the planet, bringing healing and divine love and joy, compassion and surrender to all beings on the earth. So that just for a moment, the whole planet connects in love and unity. Take just a couple of minutes to contemplate your work. as you very slowly rejoin the circle of healing around the planet. To come back into the circle of healing. Feel that whole body of healing inside you. Feeling your heart expand with love. This wonderful planet that we call home. For its waters. For its land. And for all of its occupants. Feeling how all of it sits inside your heart. As you begin to move towards the planet, bringing yourself and your awareness towards your continent. Your country, your city, and your street, finding the house, and within the house, the room. And your body sitting in the chair, lying on your bed, wherever you happen to be. Feeling the breath moving in and out of your body. And your grounding cord connecting into the earth. Feeling yourself full of light. With an open heart. Connected to this great body of meditation and healing. Knowing yourself to be blessed. And knowing yourself to be a blessing. And bringing this light that is within you and around you into your day.
Thank you, Pratima.
Thank you.
That was beautiful. I want to make sure everybody comes back fully into their bodies.
Right.
So wiggle your toes and your fingers. Stretch a little bit. Feel yourself fully embodied back in your space. Coming back 100% now into your body. Oh my gosh, that was so much fun to be a penguin.
Cool.
Oh, I loved it. I don't think we've ever been in a penguin on these calls. It was really fun to swim through the ocean in that penguin body. I could see myself jumping in and out, and, you know, it was really, really fun. Oh, that was beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you. Is there anybody who'd like to share something or that might have a question for Pratima? If you do, you can just *6 to unmute yourself and then tell us your name.
My name is Dances.
Hi.
Hi.
And I just want y'all to know that was just powerful. I do several of these, and that is one of the most powerful ones I've ever attended. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for being here. Hi, Pratima. I'm Hadali from France. I'm 23 years old, and I really loved your meditation. I really felt a sensation of energy. And, it was amazing. Thank you so much.
Merci, merci.
Hi, it's Sherry from Canada, and I just want to give you a big thanks. We have lots and lots of snow here, and I wasn't having a very good attitude about it. And I agree, penguin was lots of fun, and I'm going to shift my perception and bless the snow, and as it melts, it'll just keep blessing the earth.
Yeah, wonderful.
Yes. So thank you. It was beautiful.
We have so many opportunities to bless the water, you know, that we forget about. So snow is a beautiful way, and a lot of people across the country are getting a lot of snow today, so if you can see that lit up with that golden light and going down into the earth, that'll be beautiful.
Yeah.
Somebody else?
It's Frederick, and I wanted to say thank you so much, because it's so deep. I am very touched to feel this deep connection all together. And I promise you, Fatima, I will go soon to meet the impact whale, not the impact whale, the gray whale in the Santinasio next week.
Oh. And you go next week?
Next 13th of February. So I take off the 13th of February, and
wow.
I promise that when I will meet the whale, I will say what you said. You said that you have a golden light.
Yeah.
Through your hands into the Pacific. And so when I will be with the whale, I will think to all of us together with the whale and with the golden light.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Frederick.
Oh, yeah, that'll be great. They will love that.
Yes.
Well, we'll all picture you down there with the gray whales, putting your hands on them and sending that golden light into them.
Yeah, I will promise.
Yes. Lucky you.
Yes, you will be with me.
Yeah, we'll come with you, Frederic.
Yes.
Hi, Mary and Fatima.
Hi, Mark.
Mark in Phoenix. Wanted to thank you so much for that. It's funny that there were penguins involved. I had just seen an adorable and hilarious video of a penguin dancing on the Pet Collective channel. It's had penguins on the mind, actually. So that was amazing. And Mary, I want to tell you, I'm loving communicating with orcas, by the way.
Good.
It's a great bookend, so to speak, to Linda Shea's book, in fact.
Oh, yeah. A great book.
The Rolf Gossen. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful to have both of those books in my life.
That's great. Have you read Dolphins and Whales Forever?
That's next on the hit list.
Okay, good. Because that's also got a lot of really, really good stories and from a lot of our friends. In fact, Lori's on the call today. Frederic is in that book. I'm not sure who else is here. Muriel, yep. So a lot of this group is in that book, and you'll enjoy it. And then the next time you're on the call, you'll go, oh, wow, I just read your chapter.
Ah, okay. Cool. Good to know.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, thanks for being here. Is there anybody else who'd like to say something before we close it up for today?
Yes. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
My name's Liz, and I'm in New York, and I'm new. I just joined the circle, and I just am very happy to be part of it, and was just very moved by that meditation. It was very beautiful, and I really appreciate it, and just had a beautiful vision of all of us in the circle holding hands around the outer planet, you know, all around the planet, and each one of us lighting up, and it just felt so good to be connected to a circle of caring souls.
Thank you for being here and being part of it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, hope you can come again. Every first Friday of the month we do this in some fashion.
I will.
Yeah, next month Bonnie, Dolphin Ambassador, is going to be leading the meditation. So some of you have heard Bonnie before. I think she was here a couple years ago. So that'll be fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think we're ready to wrap it up, Pratima. Thank you again so much. It was really wonderful to have you here. I loved the meditation, and it was very, very deep. And we can all carry that golden light out and continue to spread it for the rest of the month.
Yes, and I encourage you all to know that there really is a circle of healing around this planet. So many beings invested in our health and our healing as a planet. So just hold that with you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Thank you. So what I'm going to do now is unmute everybody, and we're all going to have our chaotic goodbye. So hold on.
Bye.
Thank you.